HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about Super Bowl 51 with my guests, WHUR fitness guru, retired New England Patriot, offensive tackle Daryl Haley, and former Washington cornerback Fred Smoot. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Daryl, talk to me about the kind of excitement that a player feels in the days leading up to this big day.
First of all, it's a great day. It's a fabulous day. It's a fabulous week going on. There's a lot of preparation that is happening. You really want to try and focus as much as you can. But that ends at about tonight because family started coming in, your relatives, and everybody started coming in for the game. But the best part of it is when you're in the tunnel and you hear the announcer start.
You hear that music.
And you hear the music start. Start the rumbling. And they start saying, welcome to Super Bowl 51. Let's just introduce the starting teams. And you hear your name being called. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like that ever again that's going to happen in your life when you come out of that tunnel. And when you come out that tunnel, you know it's game time, prime time. It's time to rock and roll, baby.
I can't imagine the adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Emotion. It's emotional gumbo, what's going on
emotional
right there.
Emotional gumbo.
Because you feel it. It's a little scary. It's a little excitement. It's a little passion. It's unpredictable. You don't want to be the reason you lose this game. Like, there's so much stuff going on at this time, man. I tell people, man, football and sports brings an adrenaline rush that you can get nowhere else.
Yeah.
I like that emotion.
Yeah.
A little boudin.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir. You know, in gumbo, you can put whatever you want to it. It's not a bad ingredient.
Crawfish, some corn,
catfish if you want to, whatever you want in there.
It's going down.
It sounds like it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lena, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Lena. What's on your mind?
First of all, I am a Ravens fan.
Well, you know, and you have
hey, sense. We thought we smelled chicken.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to give a balanced assessment of this, though.
Okay.
I can't remember which one of your guests said that Matt Ryan is going to be at the top after the Super Bowl if he wins. Well, I don't know, because they said the same thing about Flacco, but that didn't happen after we won the Super Bowl back in 2012, 2013. So I don't know about that, but he may. The other thing is, Brady, I'm so tired of New England. I don't mean no harm. Between the Patriots and the Steelers, I'm like, come on. I got to give it to Brady. He's good. But I'm really, really for the Falcons. And that other call that was from Atlanta, I think deep down inside, she really wants the Falcons to win because she has been heartbroken because they never did it.
Yep.
So I'm hoping they do it this time.
You're true. You're right about that. But I got to correct you on the Flacco thing. The only thing about the Ravens winning the Super Bowl with Flacco, they won. They didn't win because of Flacco. They won with Flacco. Flacco is not a franchise quarterback. He's the same equivalent as Vinny Testaverde. He's no different. He's a guy you can win it with. He's not going to be the reason you get there. So the Ravens fans, I'm sorry, until the defense gets back where it's supposed to be, they don't have to worry about a Super Bowl.
So you're saying Flacco's not a star. He's just consistent.
Yeah, he's not a franchise quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
Okay. Well, Lena, there you go. Thank you so much. Let us go to Tammy. Tammy calling from Upper Marlboro. Tammy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. First, I'm from Baltimore, so hey, I'm a huge Ravens fan.
Okay.
Oh, that chicken from Popeye.
don't fry up no chicken with no Ravens yet, baby. Because we still on the rise, and I'm going for them Dirty Birds. The reason why, number one, because they have Courtney Upshaw, who's a
great player.
Great player, and he's a product of the Baltimore Ravens, so he knows what it's like to win a Super Bowl. So they have some talent on that team. Now, here's the key to beating Brady. Number one, we did it in 2012. We not only beat Peyton Manning, we also beat Tom Brady, and we defied all the odds. So I'm the Ravens are a pure example of a fairy tale Super Bowl win. So here is the key to beating Brady. Put him on his butt several times, just like we did. And number two, don't let him pick that your secondary apart. Because the one thing I noticed about the Falcons secondary, that I can't remember the guy's name, but he holds entirely too much.
Well, his last name is Alford. Yeah, he's the left corner.
So he's not playing the ball. He's playing the player, and he's holding too much, and he's going to get tagged, and Brady is going to exploit that.
Wow, you got,
that's true.
Hey, you got your brothers over here.
Hey, nothing sounds sexier than to hear a woman talk sports and football and knows what she's talking about.
You got
a lucky husband at home. I got to blow a kiss at you. Mm-mm, that was too good.
I right back at you, baby. For me, if the Falcons have already met up with some formidable quarterbacks, anytime that they can pick apart and just confuse Aaron Rodgers to me is on the same level as a Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
So he's great. And anytime you can discombobulate Aaron Rodgers and make him look like a like he was playing in a Pop Warner game, if they can do that to Aaron Rodgers, they can do it to Brady as well.
I have
faith in the Falcons, and I really hope that they study the Tom Brady and that defense really hard, because that defense, it may be number one right now because it's only two teams in the Super Bowl, but they weren't all that great during the season.
Wow, Tammy, we need to get her on the scout team.
Yeah, we need to get you in here. Yeah, we need you in here.
But let's be clear also. Yeah. The receivers for the Green Bay Packers dropped a lot of balls in that game.
They did drop a lot of balls. But they dropped a lot of balls also because the Falcons got Aaron Rodgers off his spot. Yeah. Also, they made him move around.
But they dropped a lot of balls.
It's a lot of speed on that Falcons defense. Yeah. They're not big, but they are very fast. I told you about Deion Jones. This guy's a future Pro Bowler. He's a great player, and they secondary with Neal and the rest of those corners. They can play some ball now.
Tammy, where is your Super Bowl party, hun?
Hey, my Super Bowl party's going to be at my little cousin's house.
I'm not
all that excited, but hey, them Dirty Birds got my heart.
Well, I'm going to be knocking at the door with a case of beer. I'll be in there.
Tammy, thank you so much. 202-319-781. Gosh, she said, I'm not all that excited.
Yeah, hey,
I'd like to hear what she is excited.
She was a great call.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sean, calling from D.C. Sean, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. You got a hard act to follow in Tammy, Sean. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I hear all these Baltimore Browns.
I like that.
I'm born and raised D.C. all my life. My cousin played for the Redskins, so I am born and raised that. All my life.
Okay.
You're a great man. I respect you. Who you got this week and why?
I got Atlanta.
Okay.
All right.
I got Atlanta. I think that Matty Ice, man, is just – I think he's a good quarterback. He has a lot of weapons that he can go to. I don't think that the Patriots defense won me my fantasy Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
That's about it. Other than that, you know, I don't think that the Patriots defense is that great by them being number one.
So do you feel like the Falcons are going to catch the aura that's going around that helped Clemson win the national championship, to help the Cavaliers win basketball, the Cubs win baseball? Do you think it's just that year, so the Falcons have to win?
Like you said earlier,
I think anything can happen. I understand. I'm a professional athlete. I have two world championships. I'm a former two-time world champion.
In what sport, brother?
Boxing. I'm the former two-time world champion.
Oh, congratulations, brother. Hey, I expect any man that has a sport that he played that is one person versus another one person. Yeah. A lot of respect, yeah, brother. You represent D.C. well. Thank you, brother.
Okay, so let's stick to football, because we know that, you know, the Patriots, they have some boxers on their team, too. But
they do. They do. They fight a little bit.
Let me tell you, my cousin is Brian Mitchell.
Okay. Oh, well, I know your cousin. I do radio with him, so yeah.
Absolutely. So trust and believe me. He'll tell you probably something different.
Okay. All right. Sean, look, thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. So let's talk about something from the couch potatoes perspective.
I mean,
you know, you guys both have been on the field. What should someone really, really look for when you're not like Tammy? When you're just trying to enjoy the game, you know, what are the do's and don'ts for couch potato football fans?
I would say one simple thing. If you really want to watch the game and you want to see who's going to win, look and see if the Patriots have the ball, if there's more red and black jerseys in the backfield, the Patriots probably going to lose.
The line of scrimmage. That's what he's saying.
Line of scrimmage. Bottom line. If there's not that many jerseys in the backfield, they're probably going to win. It's real simple. The game will be won in the line of scrimmage.
And I say, we talked about this earlier, turnover battle. Mm-hmm. Right? The last 30-odd winners of the Super Bowl won the turnover battle. Mm-hmm. So simply, whoever doesn't turn the ball over will win. Well, here go what we got. We got the number one and number two team in turning the ball over. They don't turn the ball over. So whoever turns the ball over in this game, and you have to realize, these offenses are going to drive up and down the field. The Falcons have one of the worst red zone defenses, where the New England Patriots has the number one red zone defense. So these will be the small things that's going to separate this game in special teams. I give the nod to Atlanta because they have some great special team players over there. But special teams and turnovers are going to be what wins this game because I think they equal out everywhere else. Mm.
The one thing that New England is going to do is try to control the ball. If they can keep Matt Ryan
off the field with the run,
off the field.
Oh, Garrett Blunt. We're going to get Blunt out the Blunt. Deion Lewis.
So if Matt Ryan only gets the ball four or five times.
A half. Yeah.
They're good.
Talk to me a little bit more about Julio Jones because.
Oh, you know, freak.
Yeah, that's bottom line. What you want to know?
Rick James, super freak. That's what he is.
I mean, one could argue, next to Brady or Ryan, he is probably the most talked about player on
the most talented.
Yeah. Talk to me about that talent.
I'm going to let you have it in a second here, but Julio Jones, if I know the Patriots the way I think I do, Julio Jones right now has a toe problem. And they're going to try and figure out which way he can, which way he can't cut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to use that as the second guy because he can't accelerate once he cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to double team it on the other side. So based on how he can cut or not cut, that's going to be the determinant factor of how they're going to play their secondary. But Julio Jones as a corner, come on.
He's a nightmare. He's a job assassin. Yeah. He's a guy that sends people to the poorhouse. Understand this as a cornerback. The one thing you usually get with a player, either he's small and fast or he's big and rangy. You rarely get the big and fast guy. That's what made Randy Moss so special. Now, what Julio had that Randy don't is bulk. He's 240 pounds, all right, of man. So not he's not dangerous before he catches the ball, but after he catches the ball, how am I going to get him down? Yeah. All right, you got to realize the cornerback's Logan. And the rest of the guys on the other side, they're going to try not to let him catch the ball. That's when he's dangerous. We call it yak yards. Yards after the catch. That's where Julio is special at. Like he said, the one thing New England is great at is taking away your number one threat. So let's say they double-team Julio Jones. Now, Matt Ryan at his disposal got one-on-ones everywhere else on the field. They're going to check and see where the one-on-ones at by motioning the running back out of the backfield and see who follows him. When he follows him, now Matt Ryan is going to pick his one-on-one competition, and he's going to go with that. But like he said, they're going to try to run the ball to keep Matt Ryan Keister over there on the bench.
We got to take a break. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are trash talking and strategy talking as it relates to Super Bowl 51. The Patriots and the Falcons on Sunday. We'll be back in just a moment. Lines are still open. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about Super Bowl 51 weekend. My guests are WHUR fitness guru and retired New England Patriot offensive tackle Daryl Haley and former Washington cornerback Fred Smoot. You can still get your trash talk in at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I don't want to disrespect the front lines, the guys that are in the pit. So let's talk about both front lines. We talked about the quarterbacks. We talked about some of the high profile guys. Talk about the front line with New England, good and bad for them, Daryl.
The good side is that they have a new offensive line coach, Dante Scarnecki. So he was there before.
I've been saying not new, just a repeat. He's the MVP of the Patriots.
He's the MVP. So he's back. So therefore, the line has improved.
Why do you say he's the MVP?
Because he has the guys playing much better at a much higher level, much more efficient.
And he's like the all-time He's offensive line coach of all time. Yeah,
but what does that mean, better, as opposed to what they were doing before?
Brady's not getting hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Real simple. Brady's not getting hit.
There.
If Brady has time, it's going to be a nice game. Now, the weak side of it, if they do not give Brady time, it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah.
The game is over. The Patriots will lose. For the Atlanta Falcons, the same thing is almost duplicated. If Matt Ryan gets time, man, it's going to be a long day for New England. If they can get pressure on him based on the offensive line not playing as well, it's going to be a good day for the Patriots. But the thing about Atlanta, if they give Matt Ryan time to go through his checks, that's not good. Because that means the Patriots are probably going to be in man coverage. A linebacker going to have to cover the back out of the backfield. And once he dumps it off, it's gone, man. So the offensive line for the Atlanta Falcons, if they give Ryan time, Atlanta's going to have a great day. Same thing for the Patriots.
Well, here's the thing about the offensive line for the Falcons right now. Alex Mack, the center, all-pro center, Pro Bowl center right now, he's iffy. Mm-hmm. You know, people haven't been really talking about this. He had 2 weeks to get better, but he's not 100%. This guy right here anchors this rebuilt offensive line of the Falcons. And with him not being so well, you got to ask, who is the second screen center? And when he... if he has to come in the game, how is New England planning on attacking him? See, I think at the end of the day, New England's line is playing so well because Brady does this better than anybody. And let's get the ball out of his hand before 2.6 seconds. The ball is gone. He does not take hits. He's not with taking hits. And that's why he's going to play for two more years. That mixed with Skarnecki and that offensive line makes them very dangerous. They're not coming out and they're not going to just try to throw the ball all over the place. They want to make this game short and nasty. They're going to get this ball to LeGarrette Blount and Deion Lewis and let them run behind that line, keep Matt Ryan in it. High-powered offense on that sideline, they're going to shorten this game. They want three and outs on defense, and they want to run it down the throat of an undersized Atlanta Falcons defense. And you call him a fitness guru, and I'm a talk guru. So you got to put talk guru before my name.
All right. So offense, what about defense, both teams?
Yeah. Defense, man. Like I said before, the New England Patriots defense, ranked number one in the NFL this year, not splashy. All right, they're the number one scoring defense. When they get the ball, they score. They're the number one red zone defense. And this is what scares me. Defense wins championships, offense sell tickets. That's the football ugly. All of us know this. This defense has not been praised like the rest of them, but they have the numbers to compete with anybody. And that scares me because if I got to pick between good defense and good offense, I'm picking defense every time. And this goes in the favor of New England. Not only are they better statistically, these guys have been there, done that. Mm-hmm. All right? On the other side, these guys have never been on this stage. Ever. That could either work for them or that could work against them. You know, it could be they so blind to the fact of how big the stage is, they don't care and they won't pay no attention, or they could just shatter under all the pressure. I just think with them being down south, with them playing the game, most of the crowd that I see in Houston right now are Atlanta Falcons fans. Mm-hmm. I think if Atlanta does what they've been doing the whole year and this jump out to big leads, 7-14-point leads, and now Brady and them has to play from behind, and you're predictable, we know you have to pass, now it goes in the favor of the Atlanta Falcons.
Go ahead.
But the one thing New England's defense is very good at is creating turnovers. Somehow they're going to get that ball. Either punch it out, interception, something. But they're going to find a way to get that ball out of the Atlanta Falcons' hands.
With the number two turnover offensively. Like, they don't turn the ball over just like New England don't.
They're going to get it somehow.
Nobody has a fumbling problem on this team. They have two top backs.
They
and I think they're going to be the difference.
But somehow...
Some way.
New England's going to get that ball.
The Patriot way. Ball. Well, you know, y'all had all the luck y'all had in the snowball. In the snowboat. That's all the luck you had with the tuck rule.
Come on. I remember that one. But think about it. It happened with Seattle.
Yes, it did.
And it happened with Pittsburgh.
This year. Yeah, it did.
So at the end of the game, Roethlisberger was intercepted. And then with Seattle in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, interception.
But y'all made them one-dimensional by taking Le'Veon Bell had, once he got hurt, became one-dimensional. And that's when New England starts to dig into people when they become one-dimensional.
Turnover, right?
Yeah, that's when the turnover started, when Le'Veon Bell went out the game.
All we need is a turnover.
Well, this team happened to have two backs. So when one get hurt, they're going to bring in the other one. And they both can catch out the backfield. They both can run through the A, B, C, and D gaps. They can make things happen. This offense is nothing like y'all had to play all year long.
That's true. But the backs complement each other.
Yeah, they do. They do.
If you take away one of them, the other part of it is gone. But they complement each other. And so if you only have one, you got to worry about. Right, I'm just saying turnovers.
And, you know, we've talked about the players. We got to get in some comments about the coaches. I'm going to.
You know where this leads to.
I know. So let's start with Dan Quinn first. All right. You know, strengths and weaknesses.
Strength is he'd have been here, done this. He was part of that Seattle team, won the Super Bowl. He's played against New England numerous times. One thing that Quinn does well on defense, they are simple. They're not complex. They play cover three and they blitz out of the cover three. They are what Seattle is. They're a shell of Seattle that allows your players to play fast, especially when you got young players, because usually with young comes dumb. So you let dumb play fast. You tell him, go kick that rock and go kick that rock. All right, so at the end of the day, he's not scared of them. He's gonna have these guys ready. Dan Quinn is very underrated because he's not your rah-rah coach. He's not in doing all that. But this guy is going to have that team ready. He's a defensive-minded head coach. All right? Belichick doesn't fare well against defensive-minded head coaches. This defensive-minded like he is also.
But Belichick isn't necessarily your big rah-rah guy either, is he? Or is
he don't talk at all.
I mean, he doesn't say anything. I mean, it's
we just get it done.
I mean,
what was the coach for the Giants? Parcells. He's from the Parcells tree. They're mean. They mean as hell.
Yeah. I mean, every time I look at him, I expect him to say, you know, Captain, I do believe there's an alien. I mean, it's just Mr. Spock. I mean, that's all.
He doesn't care. I loved it. He shields his team doing it.
Yeah, the thing about the Patriots is that, and I was telling you earlier, the Patriots function off of a thing called it's their Patriots way. So everybody knows what to do. Everybody knows what's happening. So when come game time, let's just go out here and execute. So now, when it comes to Atlanta, I can see quick screens.
Yeah.
I can see off-tackle play and play-action passes.
Yeah.
Because they got to slow down those defensive ends. And I guarantee you Belichick is going to dial up something. I don't know what, but he's going to dial up something for the Atlanta Falcons defense.
I guess what I want to know, just like when we were talking about Dan Quinn and Fred was just talking about his personality, why does Belichick's personality work for the Patriots?
It's a system.
Yeah, it's all a system.
You do not walk into the Patriots organization saying, this is what I want to do. It doesn't work that way. It's a system.
And they're not going to do anything because of your strengths. They don't care.
Yeah.
You either fit in or you're going to do stuff the way he wants it or you're not. We're looking at the best coach of all time. Nobody wants to say it. Bill Belichick is the best football coach of all time. He's the ultimate chess player. He's the ultimate piece. He can give him a two-star player, and he would play for the Patriots like a five-star player because he's going to only put him in positions to win.
So he's the one who can pick the talent, and he's going to say, if he knows that this is your fault, if he can't pull you out of it, he's just going to keep you where you are the best. And he knows how to pick them.
He's going to play you situational. Situational football is football. The best coaches focus on situation, third downs, red zone, what we going to do when we second and 15. What are we going to – like, when your players go into a game and we're not guessing and we don't have to guess, we already know what's going to happen. We're just waiting on the situation now.
That's it. Mm.
I got 2 minutes left. I'm going to let you all. Now I started with you, Daryl. I'm going to start with
the talk guru.
Yeah. He haven't announced me right all night.
I know. He's the talk guru. He's a quarterback.
I'm waiting on him.
All right, talk guru.
Thank you.
give me some more of that country crap. Them down south boys, they know how
I
to
give
do
you
it,
my so. Prediction and I give it to you. Why?
All right.
Like I said, it's a brain, a heart situation for my brain telling me New England, my heart saying, go with the flow. Clemson won. Everybody won. The Cubs even won. Can you believe it? I have to go with my heart on this one, and I'm going to go with the Falcons, and I'm going to say right now, the curse of the never win keeps going, and in that line, the Falcons drop in right behind the Cavaliers.
All right, I have one question for you.
Please ask
him. He had 2 years left to play.
Yeah.
He wanted to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Who are you going to go play for, Falcons or the Patriots?
I'm going to go play for the Patriots. I'm going to go with the known commodity.
That's my case.
But let's not act like they haven't lost the Super Bowl. Tom Brady has walked out of there with tears coming down his eyes, and Giselle, too, because they got their butt kicked.
Where are you going to go play?
Because I'm smart. I'm an old vet. I got to go.
You believe.
No.
You believe.
I just don't got time to be going down there as a veteran being part of a young group on defense. I'd rather go be part of an old group and be like Chris Long and get on the right team and do it. But that don't mean you're going to win Sunday.
But there's a high probability.
No, right now, Vegas is only saying it's a 2 to 3 point spread. Vegas don't lose money. They know what they're doing.
You only need 1 point to win.
That's all we need.
That's all we need. One
and that's all y'all did for a long time. Vinatieri ain't on your team no more.
One.
Yeah, you did.
Drive for five.
You know what?
I understand.
I'm going home.
You need to make some of those wings you were telling me about.
I'm going to do something.
It was mixed with like four different cultures of people in just one wing.
I should start calling it my gumbo.
Yeah, you should. It's going to kill it.
You guys, thank you so much. Daryl Haley, Fred Smoot, thank you both so much. Have a good time this weekend. For our listeners, have a good time on Sunday. And please, after you leave your parties, watch your drinking and driving, because the police will out there. They're looking for you.
Yes.
Look, have a great weekend, everyone. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 3rd. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millett Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher. WHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Go Falcons.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel